Hello?
Hi, good afternoon.
Hello?
We're conducting a survey in Georgia. How are you today? How you doing?
Good.
All right. This survey, your participation is very important for the success of the research. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction the country is going?
I'm satisfied.
Is that very satisfied or somewhat satisfied?
I'm very satisfied.
When thinking about issues that matter to you the most from 1 to 10, I mean from 0 to 10, as 0 being not an important issue and 10 very important issue, democracy, how important is that to you?
Very important.
Inflation and the cost of living, is that very important to you?
Yeah, very important.
Jobs and wages, is that very important to you?
Yes.
Voting rights from 1 to 10, very important to you?
Yep.
Racism and discrimination, is that very important to you?
Yes.
Reproductive freedom, is that important to you?
Very important.
Healthcare?
Very important.
Abortion rights?
Very important.
K-12 education?
Very important.
Criminal justice reform?
Very important.
Student loan debt?
Very important.
Crime and violence?
Very important.
Climate change?
Very important.
At last, immigration?
Very important.
As you may know, there will be an election for president in the U.S. State and local offices. I know it's a way off, but sometimes it prevents people from voting assistance. Now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November's election?
I will vote.
Extremely likely or not likely at all from 0 to 10?
Extremely likely.
Are you white, black, African-American, or Indian?
African-American.
Hispanic or Latino? Okay. Are you registered to vote?
Yes, sir.
Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Male.
What year were you born?
1977.
What's the highest level of school you completed?
Bachelor's degree.
How frequently, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that matter to you from 0 to 10? A 0, no power at all, and 10, a lot of power? How much power do you think your vote has? 10. How much power do you feel that the black community has to make changes on issues that matter to you the most and the community from 0 to 10?
10.
I will tell you some people, and 0 to 10 are the numbers. 0 is very cold and unfavorable. 5 is neutral. And 10 is very warm and favorable. Do you know who Tim Walz is?
Yes.
What do you think about him? What do you feel towards him? Very cold and unfavorable, or very favorable and warm, or neutral?
Very favorable.
Andre Dickens, do you know who Andre Dickens is?
No.
Okay. Do you know who J.D. Vance is?
Yep.
What do you think of him? Favorable, not favorable?
Not favorable.
0?
0.
What about John Ossoff?
John Ossoff, very favorable.
Very favorable. Brian Kemp?
Not favorable.
Brad Raffensperger?
Neutral.
Neutral. Rafael Warnock? Mm-hmm.
Very favorable.
I know it's a long way off, but if the 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for Trump, Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein?
Kamala Harris.
I know it's a long way off, but if the U.S. Congress elections were held today, would you vote for the representative candidate of the Republican Party or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic.
Democratic?
Mm-hmm.
For whom do you vote back in 2020 election for president? Do you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen, or Howie Hawkins?
Joe Biden.
Thinking back to the last 4 years, will you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Some people said that no matter who you vote for, it will make a difference. Others said that it will make a big difference. In your mind, does voting make no difference, small difference, moderate difference, or a big difference?
It'll make a big difference.
Big difference. Below, I will tell you what's up. It's a list of people and events that could have been prevented. The progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one of, please indicate how much do you believe in each person. 0 to 10, a 0 certainly did not prevent progress. 5, not sure. And certainly 10 will be certainly prevented progress. Vice President Harris, do you think she prevented progress or did not prevent progress?
She prevented progress.
She prevent or did not?
Repeat the question again.
So I will name a list of people and things, and you will tell me if that prevented progress. 0 is certainly did not prevent progress. 5 is not sure. And 10 is that they did prevent progress. Kamala, Vice President Harris, did she prevent progress to you? Are you not sure? Or she did?
She did prevent progress.
Black voters, did they prevent progress?
Yeah,
or they
did
not? They didn't? Did COVID-19 and recovery prevent the progress, or it did not prevent progress?
COVID-19,
they did not. Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly, did they prevent progress?
Yeah, they did.
Your local mayor, does he prevent more progress?
Yes, he meant progress.
Democrats in the U.S. Congress?
Yeah, they meant progress.
Below is a list of some policies, development statements that have impact on many black people's lives. After each one of them, please indicate how much you believe that each one of them will motivate you or people in your network to vote. From 0 to 10, 0 means strongly will not motivate you, 5 is not sure, and 10 will be strongly motivate you. Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made toward collective black power. While there's still much to work and work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to the future. Progress. From 0 to 10, does that statement motivate you to vote?
Yeah, very.
Is that a 10?
Yes.
Because we voted in March, because we bought it. In March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing the credit card late fee, excuse me, from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fairer credit practices. From 0 to 10, did that motivate you?
Yes, there is.
Because we demanded funds for HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct students' financial relief through grants, debt, discharge, and other aid. From 0 to 10, does that motivate you?
Yes, 10.
Because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 50 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing a significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals. From 0 to 10, what do you think?
Yes, 10.
Because we protested together, the administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors fail, federal hate crimes were used to convict murders of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor. What do you think of that statement? Is that a 10 or no?
Very 10.
Thank you for your responses. I'm going to ask you some questions. Again, you can change your mind. No matter how frequently you vote, do you think your vote has power from 0 to 10?
Oh, yes, it has a lot of power, 10.
A lot of power, 10. Okay. How much do you think the black community has power to make changes on the issue that matters the most on your community? 10, a lot of power, or 0, not a lot of power?
A lot of power.
Okay. As you might know, there will be an election for the U.S. Congresses, president, and state local offices. I know it's a long way off, but sometimes, a lot of people, it's prevented from voting. As it stands now, how likely are you to vote? 0, not likely at all, and 10, extremely likely.
10.
Thinking back the last 4 years, will you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
It got better.
Got better. Do you consider yourself heterosexual, straight, gay, or something else?
I'm straight.
Are you married or unmarried? I'm living with partners, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm married.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under 18?
Yes.
Are you Hispanic, Latino, or any Spanish origin? No, right? You said African American, I believe. Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself independent, Republican, or Democrat?
Independent.
Independent? Well, almost done. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, Democratic Party, or neither of them?
Neither.
How will you describe your employment status? Are you full-time, part-time, laid off, retired, or disabled?
Full-time and entrepreneur.
All right. Last year, what was your family income? Less than 24 or over 100,000?
Over 100.
All right. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. Have yourself a great evening. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, brother.
All right, bye-bye.